Welcome, everyone, to Midday Magazine for this July 9th, 2024. Have your host, James J. Mailoff, here. At 4:30, we're going to welcome in our friend David Farnborough from Coldwell Banker Seer Realtors. Let's talk real estate. Right now, we're talking to our great friend, Lacey Ayling, Events Engagement Director with our Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce. Lacey, good to have you here.
Good to be here.
Thanks for being here. I appreciate the time and love what you guys are doing this summer, what you guys have been doing. Appreciate all the work. I know that we're about halfway through summer here, but I would say very impressive summer already for you guys, and got some great upcoming events we're going to talk about. Let's start with Lunch by the River.
Yes, Lunch by the River on Thursday. So we have obviously our presenting sponsor, Enbridge, the Royal Flush sponsor, Crockett Septic, and then our exclusive sponsors for this Thursday are Paper City Savings and the City of Wisconsin Rapids. Our entertainment will be Bob Allen. I just love him. Mm. And then we'll have Chatterbox, Rockies, MCG Services, and then Jamaican Kitchens will be there on Thursday.
It's a fantastic lineup. Some really good food, a great entertainer, big supporter also, and a fun one. How from what I've been able to attend and see, Lunch by the River has been very successful this year. It's been really fun.
Yeah, we've definitely done really well at getting more people out there. I think having the additional activities. So we've got Casey Twist, and she is wonderful at balloon twisting, as well as we'll have, as long as they can bring some pets down, we had the Southwood County Humane Society that came down last week, and they brought Alaska. She is a deaf dog looking for a home, as well as we actually had the sheriff there. So we had Lola too.
Yeah.
They're new emotional support dogs. So really cool to get more people out. I think having larger things, as well as like we had Greenway RV, so having a gigantic RV right on the river, I think people just kind of saw it and they were like, hey, let me stop and grab a bite to eat. So definitely wonderful. Love having all these new additions this year, and hopefully can keep just elevating this event.
We have our Pet of the Week with the Southwood County Humane Society every Thursday. We're big supporters of what they're doing. I love the combination of them being down there when they can. That's a fantastic addition. Having Sheriff Becker anytime down there, let alone with the dog, is always great. And of course, the Greenway thing is a great not only is it great PR for them, mm-hmm. and for us, for the Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce, but again, like you said, it might bring people down that might not normally come down or something like that. It's a great thing to keep in mind, any businesses out there, anybody listening, if you want to be a part of things at Lunch by the River next year or something like that, reach out to Lacey and be one of these great things that is being able to be noticed down there.
Absolutely. We're really excited. I've already started putting off the dates in Thursday for 2025 because there is some, just entertainment and food vendors that I was like, okay, I want them back, or I want them next year. And so kind of just like already writing down, even though, it's a year out, but just kind of being proactive and like, okay, not having to look back and like think about what I want, and just exactly, having everything kind of ready for next year to kind of start fast.
It's part of what makes you so good at the job, thinking ahead and all that. That really goes a long way. And I can tell you something about that. It helps a lot in this industry. It really does. Gathered by the Gazebo coming up. Love this one.
Yes, tonight. So very excited. I love Gathered by the Gazebo. I love that area. The Rome area is just, it's so beautiful. We've got to get out there with the Rome Farmers Market, as well as being out there for Gather. And the attendance has definitely increased versus where we were at last year. So really excited to see that. We also have Casey Twist coming for balloon twisting there. And then the Adams County Humane Society will be bringing two dogs tonight. We also have outdoor games. So I've got we've got bag toss. We've got some other games. Our presenting sponsors, Visit Rome. And they've been wonderful in helping us get some different entertainment and some entertainers that they would love to perform, but they're so, they're kind of farther away. So we've been able to kind of secure them that way. So we have Jackson Taylor tonight. He's really, really great. He's got like some of that new kind of, where it's like the Morgan Wallen, that type of music. So it's nice to kind of play some of the stuff that you're hearing on the radio right now. I absolutely love kind of like reminiscing over, oh, I remember when the first time I heard this song on some of the classic stuff. But I think that when you're hearing on the radio, you can sometimes sing along a little bit more. So really excited to have him there tonight. Chatterbox is going to come out tonight. So grateful to Kathy. We had a food vendor, and then there was some just kind of like communication stuff going on, and then as well as we had a different vendor, and she's having some just kind of medical issues. So really, really grateful that we have so many food vendors that can kind of jump in. And I was really grateful to reach out to them yesterday and was like, hey, you know, like this is a last, you know, last chance opportunity, and really, really excited to get Kathy out there.
Yeah, big thank you to them for being adaptable and, yes, and helping with something like that. It's also a big thank you to the Chamber and what you guys do and supporting local, and certainly these local businesses that we're talking about. But mm-hmm, I don't think we get to touch on nearly enough the opportunity to give these entertainers another a new venue or mm-hmm, a new audience to be heard by or anything. That goes a long way too.
Absolutely. And Coldwell, Banker Advantage, Sand Valley Resort, Rome Away From Home, they're also sponsors. So they also have booths there. And then as well as our date sponsor, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa. They've been so wonderful at supporting these events and at supporting these, you know, monthly things where we can kind of get together. It's free. It's open to the public. You can, you know, bring a lawn chair, bring a blanket, just come sit out with your family. There's bathrooms, there's playgrounds, there's a splash pad there and gather by the gazebo. And it's really great to have. It's all walking distance. They have a lot of wonderful things out there, and I'm really, really excited to go out there again today.
Yeah, it's going to be a really fun time. Meet them out there. Everything kicks off at 5:30. And Rendezvous in the Park is coming up.
Yes, we've got them July 17th. We are going to have Ben Chitek, so love him.
Shout out, Ben.
I love Ben. I love duology. I love heartstrings. And anywhere I can kind of plug them in, he is also very adaptable and wants to be a part of these things. I don't know how he has. I see him everywhere, too. So I'm not sure where. Sometimes I think he has like a clone out there because I swear I saw him at like Starbucks.
Yeah, I wouldn't
see him
be surprised.
Out of the box. He's at community theater. He's playing out of state. He's playing. It's. I'm like, how are you making all this happen? Do you sleep?
we're big fans of Ben.
Yes. Yeah. So love Ben and really, really grateful that he's going to be at Rendezvous in the Park. And obviously we have Casey Twist. We've got some outdoor games. So definitely very grateful, as well as our date sponsors are Urco and Domtar. So definitely come out. The City of Nakusa is our season sponsor for that. We'd love to grow that. We want our attendance to be higher. Obviously, please come out. It's free. It's on the, you know, it's at right on the river, and great time to, you know, spend time with family. And it's in the middle of the week, so you can kind of get out before the weekend, mm-hmm, get it out of the kids' systems to where you can maybe relax.
Yes. Oh, that's a great point right there. It's something to keep in mind with this. And it's something also, the more we have of attending these things, the bigger and better they can be. We want you to be there. And I like what one of the things that I like talking to people about, especially people that go consistently, the first time they go, go check it out. You got nothing to lose. It's a free event. And then they come back, and then they come back again and again and again. It's just one of those fun things. Encourage you to check out Rendezvous in the Park, Gather by the Gazebo, and Lunch by the River. All great events going on with our chamber. Coming up, Lacey, you've got a big one. Lucky's Golf Classic is coming up. Or wait a minute. Lucky's Golf Classic is coming up.
Yes, very excited. The end of the month, so we're going to be at Lake Arrowhead on the Pines course. You can register online if you want to do some kind of team building, as well as we still have today's the last date for sponsors. So we have two platinum sponsors left. That is 18 holes of golf for two golfers, including the cart, two lunches, two dinners. You get a sign featuring your logo at an assigned hole, as well as a business logo on event signage, website, event page, as well as your business name on the whole pamphlet, and then options to promote your business during a Facebook Live, and then as well as recognition during the dinner announcements. So it's definitely a great way to get your business name out there, as well as, you know, supporting local, all the funds that we make from these annual, these type of signature events that we have. That is all going to support this community, put more, you know, to kind of elevate these events and try to make it, to where this community is somewhere that people want to go. And I'm really, really passionate about the signature events, and I'm very grateful that we've had a lot of support so far. So today's the deadline. Please reach out to me, or you can always go, you know, and pay online, www.wisconsinrapidschamber.com, or you can absolutely call if you are a member and you want to get in on this. Please let us know. You do not have to be a member to golf at this event. And I know we have some space available for golfers. It is $125 per golfer. We also have raffle prizes and baskets for $25 and up. And that also is some more marketing to get out there, as well as wine liquor poll. And then I think we have three or two gold sponsors left. Everything else is sold out besides the platinum and the gold. And that includes a lot of the recognition and the sign. And then, as well as, you having your logo there on all of that print material that everyone's seeing during the entire time from lunch and dinner. And we picked a very, very interesting dinner option. Oh. So really excited for our buffet of just endless appetizers.
Which, oh, that's a great idea.
Yes. Mm. Just nonstop hot wings and smash burgers. I mean,
that sounds awesome.
So really, really excited for that. Please come out Lake Arrowhead. You can register on their golf outing, their page too, or register on the Chamber website.
I have a couple of friends that I talk to in the movie industry and entertainment industry. Most of them live out in California and work out west. But we talk a lot about PR and getting your money's worth out of something, whatever, if you're a business and attaching yourself to something. And every one of them will tell you there are a few things that will, you know, help your brand, like supporting something local. Nobody has ever had a bad PR from attaching themselves to something local. Mm-hmm. It only gets more eyeballs on you and more people to be able to see your business that might not see it otherwise.
Yes.
And that's before even talking about something like this. There's all those factors. And then you add on the fact that this is not only the 41st annual, which congratulations on that. That's pretty cool. Mm-hmm. But what this event means to the community. And you know people show up, and you know how much people love golf in this area.
Yes.
So all those factors added on top of it, call Lacey, get a part of it, be a part of this, and you will see the benefits of it.
Absolutely.
And just the other part of this, too, that they always like to bring up is that no business has ever been like, wow, we shouldn't have done that. Like, no, they feel great being a part of these things. Mm-hmm. It also means something to the business and its workers and giving them motivation, giving them some, you know, feel good about mm-hmm. working for a company that puts back into their community.
Yes. And I know we're going to attend the YMCA golf outing. And so we're going to have a spot there too. And I think you can't forget about, you know, marketing your own business. And I mean, even McDonald's spends money on marketing. Yep. So I think everyone has to, you know, have to try to get what you can with the money you have. And I know a lot of we're over halfway through the year right now and budgets are tight. And I understand that completely. But I think even with just the golfing part of it, to get out with your team, have some, you know, some morale, have some team building, and then get to know your people more.
Yeah.
And I think it's different than when you're in the desk versus when you're driving around together. And there's games at all these holes. So there's sponsors that are, you know, that are going to be out there and have fun games. I am a very different personality, as everyone would know. And so I have some different type of ideas for games. So I'm going to have the sheriff and the police chief, and they're going to be playing a game. And I already told them, they're like, don't make us golf. We're not good at golfing. I'm like, I'm not going to have you golf. So they're going to be essentially like little snipers with their squirt guns. So,
oh, nice.
I wanted something different. And then as well as something where you can kind of get to know them. I think that it's so hard to get to know people on a personal level. And I think this is a great opportunity to spend time with the mayor. He'll be there, as well as the police, you know, the police chief and the sheriff, as well as a lot of people that are, you know, pretty active in this community. A lot of businesses that, you know, they support this community. They want it to thrive. So they are absolutely out here. Not only are they golfing, a lot of them are sponsoring. And I think it's great for them to be able to kind of get out of the office, get to know people. You know, lunch and dinner is obviously included in that, as well as the golf carts. There's swag bags. I want to do some VIP stuff next year. And I think it's just, I'm excited for it. I'm not good at golfing, but it's very fun to think about, okay, what can they do with this hole? We're also going to have Jello shots. We're going to have, it'll be really, really fun. Definitely excited for it. Please reach out. We do have, you know, obviously those two platinum sponsors left, which include golfing. So definitely come.
Mm-hmm.
As well as we have the three, it may be two now, gold sponsors. I've been trying to keep it as updated as I can this morning. So please reach out if you have any questions. Please call me or call the office 715-423-1830 or communications@wisconsinrapidschamber.com.
You bring up some really good points there that I did not think about. The team building exercise or team building, you can never have enough of that. That's a great point to bring up. We all act differently from work to in our personal lives, and it's a great opportunity to get to know your people better and all that. And I appreciate the fact that you like a lot of people in this community, see something that, something to be blunt about it, Sheriff Becker and I have been working at since the first time we started talking. I've been talking with Sean for a little over 7 years now. And what we've wanted to do, one of the major things we've wanted to do is create a better bridge between the community and our law enforcement to make it so that our there is not one young person out there that hesitates going to an officer, mm-hmm. that we have more and more of our community that reach in and lean on them and trust them and believe in them. And these kind of events, it may not seem like it to some, but boy, that adds to it so much. So that's a great insight right there on that. This is going to be a fun event. Again, reach out to Lacey to find out more and to sponsor one of those holes. Coffee with the Chamber coming up, Lacey. One of my favorite events you guys do.
Yep, and I'm so excited with us having it and changing it to where we're quarterly.
Yeah, it's a really good idea.
It's more impactful, and it's not just we're trying to fill any spots. We are genuinely bringing what we think is needed in this area. So they're gonna, it's gonna be Kyle Kearns, our director of community development from the city, and then as well as Matt Zacher, the mayor of the city. They are both gonna talk about just things that are coming up, as well as we're gonna talk a lot about economic development, the general community, the mill, the foundry. I think there's a lot of things where people are like, what are they doing with this? If you genuinely want to know, then you need to be at the Coffee with the Chamber on August 28th at 8:30. And you can also be virtual if you can't make it there. Please register online. It is free if you are a chamber member. And if your business is a chamber member, you are also a chamber member. And then $10 if you are not a member. But that's probably the number one question that I get asked. And with me working with the chamber, the chamber, and obviously I do sometimes know some things before other people, but typically I don't know about, I know that we've talked about selling things from the, people have talked about that and I've heard it, but I think it's always good to go straight to the source. And if you genuinely want to know things, then you need to ask the right people.
Yeah.
So I think having a better understanding, of the downtown planning project, the master plan, things and kind of giving things a facelift, making sure that the businesses and the storefronts are full. Mm-hmm. I think that when there's businesses that want to come to town, I think they're more likely to come when they see that the town is in a position to take them, mm-hmm. And that they have those things to offer. So I think that if you have, questions or if you have concerns about the city, you should absolutely voice them there. That is the best place, obviously, professionally, and making sure that they can definitely receive it. But I think it's a great way to, have a better understanding of the community you live in, where it's going, and, what you can do to kind of assist with that.
Yeah. One of the things Matt wanted to do right out the gate was get involved with the community and talk to people, not just their emails or phone calls, but be in person right out there. And events like this are the kind of thing he was talking about. Kyle is so good at what he does and is so insightful and has so much knowledge about these subjects. But the community has to speak up. We have to hear from the community, because if you want this new project to look like you want your community to look like, we need your feedback. We need to hear from you. So whether it's the city planning meeting that is coming up or Coffee with the Chamber, any of these kind of events, you got to be heard. You got to get out there. Otherwise, it's never going to – the things that you're trying to accomplish aren't going to happen. This is a great way to make that happen at Coffee with the Chamber coming up August 28th. And we've got another one we wanted to talk with Lacey about. ACE 2024-25 registration is now open.
Yeah, so the Community Leadership Program has received some updates and changes this year. Where obviously we want to elevate things. We're not going to, completely come in and kind of make a lot of changes with things. But we have two amazing updates. So it is going to be called ACE, which stands for Advancing Community Education. So there's going to be an emphasis on building better leaders for stronger communities. It's an 8-month journey, essentially, designed for adult leaders of all ages and roles. Excuse me. And the second amazing change is that the program is now going to be accredited through Mid-State. So you will have a credit, if you take this class, as well as the things that you learn. Obviously, we come here for, in radio and we talk about the other people that have been participants and kind of what they've gotten out of it, and not just networking, but a better understanding of where they live, how they can, assist, and how we can, grow as leaders in this community. So it's going to cover topics including power dynamics, leadership styles, as well as just kind of understanding your role, your communication styles. And I think it's really, really great that we're able to have this accredited. There is multiple leadership, courses, things that you can do in this area, not just, not through chambers, but different organizations that run community leaderships. And Some of them, you know, have been a little bit more price-wise, but we are essentially a pretty good, with now being accredited, there's no other ones that are accredited in this area. So I think that if you're wanting to, you know, you're wanting to grow, I think obviously, like I say it every time, you can only lead people beyond where you are. And if you are able to continue growing in any role, I think you're going to be a better leader. I think you're going to be a better coworker, probably even a better parent.
Oh yeah.
Because you understand other communication styles in a way that where I'm like, oh, okay. I can sometimes come across as like, I'm kind of, you know, I can kind of be very direct, and I've learned, okay, there's some people that you need to scale it back.
Yeah.
Or say something and then ask how they feel. Mm-hmm. And I think that as a parent, I sometimes I'm like, no, we're just going to do it my way because I'm right and you're wrong and I'm big and you're little. and I can get into Danny DeVito over here, but that's kind of how it is. And I think that even just understanding, okay, I need to make sure that I am, you know, that she understands because typically, you know, if there's an issue, it's not that the other person is the issue. It's just the communication. So I think that the understanding that I got from that, as well as the networking and having a better understanding of other positions in this area and ODC and even Mariani and having, you know, it's been really, really great to be a part of the program last year. A little jealous that it wasn't accredited when I took it, but definitely excited for the changes. And obviously reach out to Laura Bonner Ridgeway at workforce@wisconsinrapidschamber.com or by phone at 715-423-1830 for more information. Mm-hmm. But registration is open. I know they are looking for one sponsor for that. And then that's going to be the essentially the title sponsor. So you're going to have naming rights for this entire season. Everything will be said with your business before. So they're going to, you know, I think subliminally attach, okay, they're a leader. They're a leader in this business field. They're a leader in this community, and they want to lead us in the direction where, you know, we're having stronger people. And I think that the stronger we are, the more united we can be together.
Mm-hmm. It's so great to hear that program credited now. That is very big. We'll talk more about that.
I'm excited.
We got Chamber Cash available.
Yes, we do. Yeah. So 1 for $10, 3 for $20. Assumption Catholic Schools is our print sponsor for that. We are selling through kind of the whole summer, and we'll start drawing winners September 8th. Even if you win, you still go back in. So definitely a pretty good choice if you're trying to make a little investment this summer. Maybe get the kids some more school stuff. And then $1,850 in chamber gift certificates will be awarded in those 16 days. We'll kick it off with $250 from Ho-Chunk Gaming. And then we have another $250 on the 19th and then another StoCor on the 27th. So essentially, you could win quite a bit of money, even with just $20, you know, that's 3 tickets. So please reach out. Obviously, buy for me because I should be the one that wins this just because I said
yes,
so.
Yes.
And then last but not least, our July's member of the month. I can't believe it's already July, but we have El Cafe, a business located in Port Edwards on Market Street. They are open even with all this road construction we have going on. This lovely summer. Yeah. And I have heard that they have one of the best fish fries in this area, as well as really, really friendly staff. And I love pie. So they have homemade pies there. He's been really supportive of someone that works there. That's their dream.
Yeah.
And I think it's really great that he has absolutely empowered them to grow and to start making homemade pies there out of the business. So definitely support Fidel at El Cafe. They're open, obviously, pretty early in the morning, and they have an extensive Mexican menu too.
Yes. We have El Cafe as our birthday and anniversary club sponsor, and we talk about them endlessly all week long. The roads are open. They actually have all the construction done in Port Edwards, so you can get there easy. Go say hi to our friends over at El Cafe. Lacey, we appreciate the time. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Find out more at WisconsinRapidsChamber.com, WisconsinRapidsChamber.com. Reach out to them and follow them on social media. We'll be back with more Midday Magazine.